They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Forget dating. Lehman's ready for a commitment.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. The bigwigs at Lehman Brothers are looking for a supportive partner, preferably someone with a lot of cash. Executives are racing to put a sale of the investment bank in place before its situation gets any uglier. Lehman's shares fell more than 40% yesterday, and Wall Street's scrutiny is expected to grow even more intense today. The government's hoping to avoid spending money on yet another bailout, but sources say the Treasury and Federal Reserve are talking about how to help. Meanwhile, names like Barclays, Deutsche Bank, and Bank of America are coming up as potential suitors to come in and sweep Lehman off its feet. That chatter may have helped Wall Street come out of the red by the end of the day. The Dow was up 164 points yesterday to 11,433, or 1 4/10%. The Nasdaq picked up nearly 30 to 2258, 1 1/3%. For the S&P 500, it was a gain of 17 points to 1249. European shares are moving higher right now. It was a mixed day in Asia. Oil is just above $102 a barrel. Today, the Department of Energy hosts a meeting to discuss getting oil and natural gas from so-called unconventional geologic formations, things like shale, tar sands, and coal beds. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains, there's a lot of energy down there, but some question the costs of bringing it up.
The Department of Energy estimates there's at least 10 years' worth of natural gas for the whole country stored in shale and coal seams from Texas to Pennsylvania. And geologists think there could be as much oil trapped under Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming as we've extracted so far in all of human history. The problem is this oil and gas is stuck in non-porous rock, so it doesn't flow up wells easily. The gas has to be flushed out. The oil has to be heated deep in the ground, all of which requires a lot of water and energy and costs a lot of money. But new technology is bringing that cost down, says Jerry Boak of the Colorado School of Mines.
Shell is on record in Fortune magazine as having said they believe they can produce oil from oil shale at $25 to $30 a barrel.
But environmentalists ask whether we should be using limited groundwater for oil and gas extraction, and some say we shouldn't even try to get at these new fossil fuels since they'll just release more carbon into a warming atmosphere. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The elections are still a month and a half away, but the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is already looking ahead to the next Congress. The business group worries whispers of new ergonomics regulations could now blossom into full-blown legislation next year. They're trying to slow that momentum with a forum today. Rachel Dornhelm has more.
Ergonomics regulations almost became law in 2000. Estimates then put compliance costs at $4.5 billion a year. But Mark Friedman with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says today's forum will show there's little scientific evidence for regulation.
In the question of ergonomics, you don't have those types of thresholds that are established, and you do not have any specific remedies that are agreed upon.
Cornell ergonomics professor Alan Hedge agrees there are few conclusive studies in the field.
But that doesn't mean that, therefore, you have to be totally incapacitated, that there's no possible regulation.
Hedge says most large firms have already put voluntary ergonomic programs in place. Small to medium-sized firms would be hit hardest by any new regulations. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
Botox may help freeze out wrinkles. It also apparently helps flatten headaches. Allergan, the company that produces Botox, says two large tests show the drug can prevent chronic migraines. That plumped Allergan shares by 11% in late-day trading.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
More than 250 million Americans subscribe to a cell phone service. With a number like that, you'd expect we're all pretty eager to reach out and touch someone, right? Well, as Rebecca Shear reports from Boston, we're not really all that eager.
Entrepreneur Gavin McCumber had a question.
Have you ever wanted to call somebody and just prayed that they wouldn't answer the phone so you could just leave them a quick voicemail?
So he came up with a solution. It's called SlyDial.
Ready to SlyDial someone? Enter their mobile phone number now.
The service makes sure your overly chatty friend or boring relative doesn't pick up.
SlyDial is now connecting you to this person's voicemail.
McCumber's company, MobileSphere, has noticed that more and more people are trying to avoid potentially awkward or tedious conversations. But should you find yourself in such a conversation, you can always visit sorrygottago.com, where you click one of 50-plus background noises to create the perfect excuse for getting off the phone. Some more perfect than others. Then, for those not-so-comfy face-to-face situations, there's Popularity Dialer.
This is Mr. Johnson calling from the office.
Where you schedule a pre-recorded call on your cell phone.
There's a big puddle of black ink coming out of the photocopier.
To serve as the perfect excuse for getting on the phone and out of a boring meeting, say, or a bad date.
I can't say that that's necessarily a good reflection of where we're heading with our technology and our personal relationships.
Scott Campbell is a professor specializing in mobile communications at the University of Michigan.
I think that it's just as much a matter of gaining control over your communication with others as it is a matter of maybe being cowardly.
It's all about boundary management, Campbell says, since we're so accessible these days to anyone, anywhere, at any time. And he believes the creators of these applications are pretty savvy to pick up on that, just as long, of course, as we don't stop communicating altogether. Oh, I'm sorry. Gotta go. It's time to feed the dog. Never mind that I don't actually have one in Boston. Sparky, I'll be there in a minute. I'm Rebecca Shear for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for letting me talk. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.